A bad flu virus continues to spread through the community. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports flu cases in Onondaga County are up nearly fivefold from this time last year.
The flu is coming early and often for much of the United States, according to health officials, and central New York has not been spared. The Onondaga County Health Department has confirmed 263 cases of the flu for the week ending January 3rd. That's nearly five times as many diagnoses as for the same week last year. Statewide, health officials report a 14% increase in flu cases last week. Most flu cases, though, go undiagnosed. In Oneida County, medical centers have struggled to keep up with an influx of flu cases in their hallways.
Over the last week, our numbers have increased dramatically.
Heather Bernard is director of infection prevention for St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Utica and Faxton St. Luke's in Rome.
It seems as though the patients may be sicker than they have in the past.
The high number of cases prompted the hospitals to suspend visiting rights for younger people, and St. Elizabeth's closed a floor of the hospital for a week after an outbreak of flu among patients and staff. Flu symptoms include fever, aches and pains, cough, and sore throat. It hits the elderly, very young, and those with underlying medical problems the hardest. Bernard says people that don't fall under those categories should avoid the emergency room and seek care from their regular doctor, so emergency room staff aren't overwhelmed. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.